shape of things to come in our national sport as the baseball season gets underway. The spanking new Astrodome is the new $31 million home of the Houston Astros, a dome stadium that holds nearly 50,000 for a baseball game and more for conventions and meetings.
In 1965, the Houston Astrodome was billed as the eighth wonder of the world, but outfielders who couldn't find fly balls against the retractable dome's lucite panels didn't find it so wonderful. That led to the painting of some of the panels, and that led to the death of the grass on the field, and that led to AstroTurf. The Houston Astros played in the dome for 35 years. The building was also home to the NFL's Oilers until 1999, but except for emergency duty housing victims of Hurricane Katrina in 2005, the building has been empty for more than a decade. Recently, the press was admitted to the Astrodome, and what they found was not pretty. David Barron of the Houston Chronicle joins me from KUHF in Houston. He was one of the reporters on the tour. David, describe for us what you saw on the field itself, in the locker rooms and elsewhere in the building.
Well, a lot of disarray, actually. There was a fire at the dome at one point last year, an electrical problem, and there was a pit on the Astrodome's floor where some of the AstroTurf was stored during baseball season, for example. The football turf would be stored in that area and then vice versa. When the power shorted out, the pit could not be opened, and so basically water from a water leak that had occurred in the building basically they collected in this 8-foot deep pit and was there for several weeks and several months because of the lack of electrical power. They could not siphon all the water out. So basically the old football AstroTurf sort of marinated in this pit for probably the better part of a year. And right before we were admitted, they'd been able to open the pit, they'd removed the AstroTurf, and it was sort of strewn across the concrete floor of the dome drying out. So it was a bit of a shock to see that.
Maybe it's the romantic in me, but I like to think that a building that's been essentially empty for that long, you'd go in and it would be haunted and there would be, you know, the noises of old home runs clattering around in empty seats.
One of my favorite stories of the Dome was in 1980, the first time I covered a football game there. I went down from the press box, got off the press box elevator. The sports information director for the University of Houston was in front of me, and I saw him stumble. And I saw his shoe fly off to the side, and I talked to him later. I said, "Well, Frank, are you okay? Did you stumble getting off the elevator?" He said, "No, I almost stepped on a rat." So what I thought was his shoe was actually sort of a rat that was sufficiently large enough that it looked as big as a foot. And so the Astrodome rats were legendary, and so were the cats that they kept inside the building to deal with the rats. Currently, though, I think the rats are gone, and the cats are gone because there's no longer a source of food inside.
And they had to bring in, of course, the dogs to take care of the cats. And so it's, now you've got like feral dogs in there, I'm sure.
This sounds like the old kids' book of Fly went by. But right. No, there were no dogs in the dome, to my knowledge.
Was the Astrodome originally built just because Judge Roy Hofhinds, the owner of the Astros, thought indoor baseball would be a draw?
I think indoor baseball would have been a necessity in Houston, frankly. The mosquitoes were legendary at Old Colt Stadium. And actually, I've still had complaints from announcers who come into town during the early part of the year when the Minute Maid Park roof is opened, who swear that the mosquitoes somehow fly over the open roof of Minute Maid Park and somehow find their way into the broadcast booth. So our mosquitoes are somewhat legendary. So I believe at that point during the 1960s that indoor baseball was really a necessity for baseball in Houston.
Is the general feeling in Houston now that the Astrodome was a great thing 47 years ago, or do people look back and say, nah, it was a mistake from the beginning?
I think people still generally have a very great sense of appreciation and admiration and nostalgia for the Dome, both for what it represented in terms of putting Houston to a degree on the map as a forward-looking city during that time frame, and just in terms of the things that they saw there when they were young, impressionable fans of either baseball, football, the rodeo, the circus, basically everything that came into the building. I think that people still have a good deal of nostalgia and appreciation for the building and what they saw there.
The Astrodome has been described as, quote, virtually idle ever since the Astros moved into Minute Maid Park in downtown Houston in 2000, but it hasn't been completely idle. What has happened in the Dome since then?
There have been a few high school football games. I think the final official event in the Dome was a bar mitzvah. And it was also used for the better part of a decade in conjunction with the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, which is held for about a month every year during the spring.
That must have been one large bar mitzvah.
It must have been something. I presume they just rented out the floor area. That they didn't have anything in the suites or anything in the stands. They just rented something out on the floor, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, what's your best guess about the future of the building?
I'm not sure if there is a best guess at this point. There's been an estimate that it would cost probably about $100 million to demolish and remove asbestos, put something on top of where the building now stands, and to pay off the $30 million that Harris County still owes on the improvements that it made in the late 1980s to keep Bud Adams from moving the Oilers to Jacksonville. And then, of course, 7 years later, he moved the Oilers to Nashville, Tennessee. So that wasn't exactly money well spent, unfortunately.
David Barron of the Houston Chronicle recently toured the Astrodome. He joined me from KUHF in Houston. You can find a link to photographs of the building at onlyagame.org. David, thank you very much for speaking with me.
My pleasure.
All the people frequenting the Astrodome in a crowd, some are still alone. Couldn't help but notice him by the gate. He was a quiet man. He never stayed out late.
You're listening to Only a Game.